So today's piece is a very Litvish piece, again, very straight by the book, like a Litvish piece, and also, you know, against the concept of Hasidus a little bit, but it's also, in general, very, very straight, and I think it puts a lot of things in perspective, understanding what he's going to write over here. Okay, so he says the following. So he said that the Torah stands on, the world stands on Avodah and Torah, and then it says Gemilas Chasadim. So now he explains, what is Gemilas Chasadim? What is Gemilas Chasadim? So he says the following. Before the Torah came along, the main thing was Gemilas Chasadim, like Avram Avinu. Right before the Torah was given, there was no specific form of avoda. He brought karbanos. Right, so there was before Torah was given, there was karbanos, and there was the main two were avoda and gemilas chasadim. He says, because if the world has three legs nowadays, the world had to have at least two legs at all times. There was no way that the world could stand on one leg. So the world clearly, even before the Torah was given, had Avoida and Gemilas Chasadim. That's why Adam HaRishon brought Karbanos and Adam HaRishon prayed. So there was always Avoida and Gemilas Chasadim. Rak Achar Matan Torah. But once the Torah was given, the Avoida and the Gemilas Chesed from before Matan Torah is completely gone, and everything becomes Torah. That's what he says. He says, why? Why? He says, just think about it. If someone would now, after the Torah was given, do the Avoida that was considered Avoida in those days, and he tried to do that same Avoida nowadays, he would be Chayiv Kares. Because it's Shchut Echutz, it's outside the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to bring a korban on a bama. If you would try to do what Noach brought a korban, Adam Rishon brought a korban, Avram brought a korban, you now, oh, I want to do avoda, and you do that korban, Chayv Kares. So that form of avoda is finished. And he says, Gemilas Chasadim is the same thing. Unbelievable. He says, this is great, Vart. He says, before the Torah was given, Gemilas Chesed was open to the public to decide what's Chesed. If it's good for you, not good for you, it's Chesed. He says, now you can't just do that because what is defined by Torah. Because without Torah, you can't do Chesed either. And if you do what you think is a Chesed, it could be considered a Rasha. And here he says a famous idea. He says, before the Torah was given, if you would lend someone money with interest, be a big chesed. Could be the guy is closing on a house and he needs some money. He's like, look, take it, no problem. Just give me back 1%. 1%? Wow, such a chas tzaddik. So thank you so much. So he says, before the Torah was given, that would be called chesed. Now the Torah is given, you're called a rasha if you do that. So how can you decide what chesed is? He brings a Gemara of Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara brings, B'tchilas halichasoy lilmoid. There was a story that Rabbi Kiva, on the way to yeshiva, what happened? He saw a dead body on the side of the road. And it's a big mitzvah to bury a mace mitzvah. It's a big mitzvah. So what does he think? So Rabbi Kiva, he was an Amaretz. He didn't know how to learn. So he said, I don't know how to learn, but I'll do chesed. So he picks up the dead body, and he carries him all the way to a cemetery for many, many, many hours. And he buries him. He gets to yeshiva, and they say, you're a rasha, what's your problem? So what do you mean? He says, the halacha is that meis mitzvah koine mekoimoi, that you're not allowed to move a meis mitzvah outside its dalet amos. You have to bury the meis mitzvah over there. So Rabbi Kiva said, I learned from that, you can't even do chesed if you're an amaret. even chesed is not called chesed if you're an amaretz. That's not. He thought he was doing a chesed. Really, he wasn't. He was a rasha, not rasha. But so he says V'chashav she'asa mitzvah gedoyla. U'bihivadoi, once he found out, yada ki ashem, u'ki'ilu shoyfech domim. It's like he was a retzeach. Kichein derech kol ha'mischased v'lo yada din Torah. Someone that does chesed without knowing Torah is not doing chesed. You cannot do chesed as a am ha'aretz. So Reb Chaim Volozhin is amazing. So he says, before the Torah was given, there was only two amudim of the Torah, of the world. Right? There was Gmilas Chasadim and Avoda. Right? Avram Avinu did chesed, Adam Rishon Barakamon. Once the Torah was given, those two amudim became null and void. Because you cannot do the type of avoda and the type of chesed they did before the Torah was given. So, what is their only Torah? Torah now defines what's called avoda and what's called chesed. The Chazon Ish has a beautiful letter about this topic. And the Chazon Ish says the following. This is just the way he writes is so amazing, the Chazon Ish. So he says, where is it? I don't remember. Such a good piece. I wanted to find it. But basically, what he writes is, oh, here. He basically says that a person cannot do chesed if he doesn't know the Torah. And he gives an example. He says, let's say, for example, I think I may have said it before. He says, let's say, for example, you have somebody that's opening a store next door to someone else, right? So you think that he has no right to open the store. So you go ahead and defend the original store owner, and you try to close down the new store owner, and you think you're doing big chesed. How could this guy come in and open a new store, and you're l'shem shemayim, you're doing a big chesed? And then the dayan paskins that he has a right to open the store. So what's your chesed? Your chesed would be to make sure that the original store owner keeps his mouth shut. The chesed is to implement the din. So you're going to go give chesed to the one that's correct and against the one that's right, and you're going to help the one that's wrong? So that's not chesed. So the Chazon Ish says the same concept. How could a person go do chesed if he doesn't know the din? Din is what allows you to do chesed. Once you know who's correct and who's incorrect, who the Torah views as the right one, then you can now decide who to do with whom to do chesed. For example, a malek. So a baby Amalek, you're going to go save the baby Amalek. And you think you're doing chesed. So you're a Rasha, right? Mm-hmm. So there is no way to do chesed unless you know Torah. That's and din. This is the Chaim Volozhiner says. And that's why I said this is like a very strict, the concept. Then he says the following. That's pshat in the pasuk. Famous pasuk. Your words, ner liragli, are a ner for me, v'or l'nesivasi, and they are a light. So he says that the Torah is both a light and a candle. So he said light gives you the big picture, right? Light allows you to see the big picture, but a ner allows you to get into the details. So the light would tell me, yeah, I want to do chesed, but you still don't know what chesed is. So you still need the ner to allow you to analyze each statement. You're on the right path, but now, is there a pothole here? You have to see the street. That the light won't help you. You need a ner for that. A candle allows you to go down into the details of each thing. So he says you need both. The Torah gives you the R, what's your direction in life, but it also allows you to check each action. Is this chesed? Is this not chesed? Is this the proper thing? Is it not the proper thing? And the only way to do that is al pi Torah. Okay? So, that's what he says. Lezois. So he finishes off by saying, "This is Gevaldik." Lezois. Therefore, hine atayra inena ata amud shlishi levada. The Torah is not just the third regel, the third amud of the world. So there was always Torah, there was always Avoda and Gemilas Chasadim, and now we added on Torah. It says, no, Ki im, ki kol ha-shloisha amudim biyachad. Torah is all three together. Torah contains the other two, because you can't define what Avoda is without Torah, and you cannot define Gemilas Chesed without Torah. So before Torah was given, then Avoda and Gemilas Chesed stood independently. But after Torah was given, all three are in the Torah itself. Ki bilado lo yichuna me'uma. Without that, you can't get off the ground with the other two. Okay? And he says, of course, someone, Hein Emes, Sheha Osik Batorah Lavad Umaniach HaMitzvois, is Kekoifer Velike Yisrael. Someone that learns Torah and does not perform what he learns is a Koifer. That's true, right? You, of course, you have to act on it, right? But he says, you know, but you have to understand that the main thing is the Torah. And this is a very famous piece that Rav Chaim Volozhiner has elsewhere. Rav Chaim Volozhiner has a piece in the, it's this sefer. He has another sefer, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, we never learned from, Keter Rosh. This is the called the Keter Rosh. This is written, Keter Rosh, the and this is different, like, kind of like quotable quotes that Rav Chaim Volozhiner used to say. It was written by his Talmidim. And or maybe even he wrote it, and different things he said about different, you know, halachos and different areas. So he has over here a piece, and he says like this. He says, Avera Lishma. Is a person allowed to do an Avera Lishma? An Avera for a good reason. Okay? So he says, if based on what we just learned, I assume you already know what direction he's going to go, right? So he says, Omar Rabbeinu, Rav Chaim Volozhiner used to say, Shloi Hutar, it's absolutely prohibited, Mizman Matan Torah. This is a fundamental shift of what happened after the Torah was given. Everyone says, look, the main thing is Avera Lishma. Just have good intentions, do what you got to do, but as long as you have good intentions, it's all good. Look, I'm trying to do the right thing. You know, it's a... Yeah, look, it's good. We're doing the right thing. It's Kirov, whatever. We're doing, everything's doing the right thing, right? So he says, no. That was before the Torah was given. Before the Torah was given, it was all about your intentions. Are you trying to do good? Are you trying not to do good? But he says, V'omar, if that was the case, you could just do it. Lama kol tayag mitzvahs. Why do we bother having 613 mitzvahs? Masha l'shma yaseh, v'shalo l'shma lo yaseh. Why should you bother with mitzvahs? Let Hashem say, look, guys, okay, we're at Har Sinai. Everyone, just do the right thing. Let me know, you know, see you later. And, you know, see you in Gan Eden. Just have me in mind, you know. So he said, that's not true. Alva be'emes achar matan Torah, ein lozuz. After the Torah is given, you cannot move. Mikol Torah Moshe, from a word of the Torah, u'mitzvos v'divrei chazal, v'shalom lihishon al das ha-yetzer. And anything telling you to do things against the Torah is the yetzer hara. U'matzinu ba-medrash. He says, you find in the Medrash that Chanoch was toifer min olim. That Chanoch, while he was making his shoes, he was a shoe man, he was a leather man, Chanoch. So he says, haya kivin yichudim upal lemala. Chanoch, while he was making shoes, had in mind tremendous things, and he was accomplishing things in Shemayim. Ve'al derech zeh, haya kol maisa avos. Yeah, that's true. The avos accomplished things through the, without mitzvos. B'chol zeh kodem matan Torah. That's before matan Torah, or for goyim nowadays, l'bnei Noach, because they don't have the Torah. So he says, avol b'nei Yisrael, nosna Torah geder v'gvul. The Torah gave us direction. B'chol ha-maisa nichlal b'tzivui v'azhar. And everything is commanded to us. You can't decide what you want to do. V'geder ha-chasidus. And what's chasidus? What does it mean to be a chasid? L'daktek bohem akteh achrin. Take the mitzvahs and make sure you're doing them right. You do the mitzvahs correctly, that's chassidus. The lifreish me'echa mishivim mishara isavli, and make sure that you're doing all the mitzvahs properly and staying away from what you're supposed to stay away from. That's chassidus. But good intentions, that, right? We know that leads, right? So good intentions doesn't work. So he says, Yaakov Avinu, he knew that he was supposed to have 12 shatim, so he married two sisters, which is Aser, that was Kodem Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, then you were allowed to calculate and say, what's going to be better for Hashem? What's going to be better for Shemayim? Because that was before the Torah was given. But once the Torah was given, we are directed exactly what to do and leave your calculations out of it. Okay? And he says, therefore, there is never an opportunity for anyone to ever say that they're going to do an Avera Lishma. Avera Lishma is prohibited because we're not here to do Lishma. We're here to do mitzvahs and stay away from Averas. That's what we're here for. Our the intentions will come afterwards. So I always say over when I, in this context, and I allow myself to go a few minutes overboard on Thursday, so I'll show you the story. I heard one time an amazing tape. It was a tape, you know, cassette tape. So I heard a tape one time. It was a recording of a meeting between modern Orthodox rabbis. It was a whole bunch of modern Orthodox rabbis with a panel of Rosh Yeshiva. Now the Rosh Yeshiva were Rebbe Elia Svei, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of Philadelphia Yeshiva, the Novominska Rebbe Zatzal, who was just Nifter, and Rav Avram Palm. Now, Rebbe Elia Svei was considered a very big kanoi. Everything was like powerful, stark. He was very like strong. And the Novominska Rebbe was very well spoken, and he had a very, you know, broader outlook. And Rav Palm was very, you know, if you read the book about Rav Palm, he was about shalom and, you know, very calm demeanor. So basically, the way every single question went was, they asked the question. Rav Palm said, yeah, we could work it out. Rebbe Elia Svei said, you guys are all wrong. And Rav Novominska said, what the Rosh Yeshiva means is the following. That was pretty much the way the meeting went. So one person brought up a question. He said that in the 1960s, Rav Moshe Feinstein led a group of Rabbanim. All the Rabbanim of America signed that one is prohibited to sit on a board of rabbis together with conservative rabbis. Orthodox rabbis cannot sit on a board of rabbis with conservative rabbis. Now, a board of Jews, it doesn't make a difference because everyone's Jewish. So you could be conservative, it doesn't make a difference if it's just a board of, if it's not called rabbis. But if the board is called a board of rabbis, so then you're not allowed to sit on it. An Orthodox rabbi cannot sit on that board of rabbis and recognize the conservative and reformed rabbis as rabbis. That was a psak given. Rav Soloveitchik, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva University, did not sign that at the time. But all the other Rosh Yeshivas and Rabbanim did sign that particular message. Okay. Now, the question that was posed at this meeting was that one of the rabbis in the crowd said, look, my community, there's one Orthodox shul, one conservative shul, one reform shul, and I have a hard time getting the people to come to my Orthodox shul. I want to make a panel of conservative, you know, all three rabbis, conservative, Orthodox, reform rabbis, have it like be a community-wide event, and people will ask questions, and this way we'll be able to present in a very cohesive and coherent way the Orthodox perspective on things, and we'll be able to clean certain misconceptions that people have, and I think we'll be able to do a very good job and get people to come. So the Rabbanim, the Rosh Yeshivas were saying, you can't do that, because we already have a psak from all the Gedolim from 30 years ago, including Rav Moshe Feinstein and Baruch, all the Gedolim, saying you're not allowed to sit on a board with conservative and or reform rabbis. He says, well, I'm telling you it's going to end up being good. So Rav Elia Svei said, we are not here to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do for him. You have a great idea, but that's not what Hashem wants for you to do. So obviously it's not a good idea. So you're trying to accomplish for him something he doesn't want. So is it Lishma? Well, what are you, why do you think that that's a good idea? So he said, you're not here to figure out what's going to be the results. If that's not a good idea, that was his lashon. I heard it many years ago before I was married, probably. So I heard this tape. He said, we're not here to do for Hashem more than what Hashem wants us to do for him. This is not something he wants, so why do you can't do that. That's the concept that Rav Chaim Volozhiner is saying over here. We go by the book, and your kavanis, of course you have to have lishma, but it's not a very lishma. And therefore he says this great concept. Again, the way it comes into the Mishnah is because he says that the world stands on Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, but really it's only one. It's really all on Torah. Because without Torah, you can't have Avodah and Gemilas Chasadim. Because what you think is Avodah could be Shechut Echutz, and you could be Chayv Karis for it. And what you think is Chesed could be being a Rasha. And therefore, he says, if the fundamental principle is Torah, with Torah, you can then go do Avodah and Gemilas Chasadim. All right, so that's the end.
Beautiful.
Of Aleph.
Thank you, Rabbi. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.